You're in the home 6010.
Welcome into the Fantasy Focus DFS podcast. You can find us on video every Thursday on ESPN NFL's YouTube feed. And the podcast is also presented by Geico. You can download Fantasy Focus wherever you listen to podcasts. I am Daniel Dopp. To my left is Mike Clay, coming to us from Los Angeles as Al Zeidenfeld. I'm going to start with Al this week because I always start with
Mike.
Al, how you doing this week, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dopp?
I'm doing pretty well. You guys showered me with a lot of love over social media and texts and whatnot yesterday for my birthday. So I want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, I was going to give you a nice birthday message, but then you showed us who your favorite is and went to Al first. So never mind.
Wow. First off,
honestly, he's been showing you for a year. I don't see a sticker of yours on that laptop of his, but I see mine.
Yikes. Wait, is Mike's sticker on here? Mike's got a sticker on here too, Al. Come on.
Darn, I played it. I tried.
Yeah, that was so close.
How dare
Mike
you?
Bought it too, and he's looking directly at it. So it was a good con.
Yeah, I knew it was there. But I'm just kidding. Of course, we love you, man. Happy birthday. I hope you had a great one. And
it was good.
I'm glad you're on our show and we get to do this every week. So it's good to see you again.
Right? It's a good time. Real quick question. Why are you wearing a button-down shirt and why is it tucked into your pants?
For your birthday? I wanted to dress up, look nice for you.
That is so sweet.
You always dress so professional.
Michael, one of us had to dress up today. I'm glad that you knew that it was your role to do it because I wasn't going
to. This is all for you, man. Wanted to look nice, saw it hanging. I was like, I'm going to do this for Daniel.
I'll be
a little uncomfortable just for that fella.
Let's talk about week 10 real quick. Speaking of being uncomfortable, I did not do well in week 10. Mike did a little bit better than I did.
I did. Yeah, let's be straight here. Sunday night, I texted you and Al, and I was just like ranting about how annoyed I am with DFS right now.
It's true.
I am on the coldest streak of my life by far. These last few weeks, I know there's been a lot of chaos in the league, and maybe it's just bad luck. I don't know. I'm not doing anything different from when we were just totally crushing it the last couple of years. So we'll see. I think the tide will turn. If it doesn't soon, then I might have to retire from the CSS DFS podcast because I don't know what's going on. Like I can't put together. Like I was in the upper. You still cashed with this lineup. My lineup last week, but it's just not where we're at usually. We want to be in the 145, 150, 160 range in cash, and we have not been there the past few weeks. So I'll own it. It's been a down couple weeks, but I'm still confident with the process. I think we'll get back on track here.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Process. Trust the process. It's not just like a silly slogan for
I should have worn that. I have that shirt. I have that sweatshirt. I should have worn that today.
You should have worn that. That takes us, just so you know, on the season, Mike and I are now tied 5-5. I have scored 25 more points total aggregate over this season than Mike. So we are like neck and neck right there with each other whole time. So
It's close.
Join our free league over at DraftKings. Free to enter, $200 in prizes. Follow at Mike Clay NFL or me at Daniel Dopp on Twitter. We'll tweet out a link to the league. Let's get into it this week.
Let's do it.
All right, at quarterback, we're going to start. Before we start with the quarterbacks we have here, I want to start with Cam Newton, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay, sure.
So before we get in, we have a note set up with all the players we want to talk about. But Cam Newton this week, $5,100 on DraftKings, which is basically nothing.
Okay, so, and Al can jump in on this too, on the tournament side of it. I think there's certainly a place for it there. And cash, I don't want to take that risk. Let's just say the guy I'm going to talk about shortly is similarly priced. I think he's the better play based on what we've seen from him this year. Newton is making his first start since last season, and there's obviously some inherent risk with that. So I don't feel great about it as a safe play in cash by any means. I know you could save a lot of money and spend elsewhere, and if you want to take that chance, fine. But and again, I'll leave it with Al. Stacking opportunity, certainly, if you want to get creative in tournament settings.
I mean, here's the deal. So, like, cash games, you're looking at a median projection, like a raw projection. This is the most likely outcome of where this player is going to fit in the meat of their bell curve. I don't think that there's any quarterback on the list that has a greater difference between their realistic median, their 50th percentile lineup, and their tournament winning lineup, right? So like Cam Newton could throw for two touchdowns and run for two touchdowns on the same day. And there's not that many other guys that have that, but he could also have, and we saw it last season, a really low floor and a really low median when he was throwing the ball for New England. Now, He does have much better weapons on this Carolina offense. That might that could easily boost his floor. I do think if I'm going to use him in tournaments to double stack with, I will be including CMC in that because he's essentially a wide receiver and a running back in the same package. So his market share of the targets does denote that you should use him in cam stacks or cam double stacks, but they can fight against one another on rushing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And again, you mentioned, you know, median, most likely outcome sort of thing for cash. That's totally fair, but you also have to think about mm-hmm. floor, right? And maybe Cam comes out and he's rusty and he doesn't throw well and it's a disaster and you take a six in cash at quarterback, like I did for most of last week with Tom Brady, of all people. Like, what are we even talking about? I'm just going to keep ranting about last week over and over. Tom Brady. I'm like, all right, we're having a rough couple weeks. Let's go with the safest guy in fantasy this year. No, that's a disaster. So,
I mean, you
anyway,
could have pivoted to Justin Herbert, who had 2 points less than Tom Brady also. So, like, there was a lot of landmines on last week's slate.
That's the last 2 weeks have been like that. It's unbelievable. So, that's really the case. The case for Cam is he's very cheap, and I still have him projected like 14th a quarterback. Fine. You know, most weeks you would say, all right, that's a good cash play. But when you factor in that risk of this first start, that's where he kind of loses me.
Fair. Love it. I just want to talk about that real quick before we jump into the guys that we actually want to talk about here this week, guys that we are excited about playing. Mike, we're going to start with you with Tua Tagovailoa, $5,500 taking on the Jets.
There you go. So $400 more than Cam. Right. And a terrific matchup here. He's priced 15th out of 24 quarterbacks on the slate. And I don't think people realize how good he has been in fantasy this year when he has played. So there's been four games he's played in full, weeks 1, 6, 7, and 8. He's a QB6 in fantasy those weeks.
Wow.
That's how good he has been when he has played. 7 passing and 3 rushing touchdowns in 4.5 games this year. Check this out. He has as many top 15 fantasy weeks. So pretty good floor, right? Top 15 fantasy weeks as Justin Herbert, Ryan Tannehill, Joe Burrow, Matt Ryan. They all have four. I mean, he has played half the season and he has as many top 15s as Justin Herbert. It's surreal how good he has done so far. And of course, he's playing the Jets. 7 quarterbacks have hit 19 fantasy points against them in 9 games this season. They've allowed the second most passing yards. They're top 5 in yards per attempt and completion rate. It's a great matchup. The Jets are going the wrong direction defensively. He's played well. The only concern, I guess, is, you know, no Parker, no Fuller, right? You have Waddle and Gesicki, you have Miles Gaskin, you could use out of the backfield, but you wish the whole group was there healthy for him. That's not going to be the case. But nonetheless, even without those guys, he's been pretty good this year.
I like it. Al, let's talk about a tournament option with Joe Burrow taking on Vegas. I know you're a big Joe Burrow fan this week. I believe he made your best buys column. Is that correct?
I mean, I love Joe Burrow. I think he's just outstanding. And I'm serious. Like, as a fantasy asset, I think he's amazing. Only Mahomes, Dak, and Stafford have more 3 touchdown games through the air than Joe Burrow this week. And now he's got a bye week off to prepare for the lowest blitzing team in the NFL. Now, I'm going to get into the weeds a little bit because you said that he was a tournament play. So when you're worried about tournaments, you're not just worried about their projection. You're also worried about what is their projected percent that they're going to be played in tournaments. And I am a proponent of double stacking and using somebody from the other side. So if you have a quarterback that's going to be under 5% or projecting for under 5% in tournaments, and he's being projected behind Cam Newton, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Derek Carr, Tua, Josh Allen, he's going to be low played in tournaments. And so therefore the double stacks are going to be even more rare, and using them with somebody from the Raiders, even more rare. It gives me a chance at somebody with a realistic 3 touchdown ceiling and a very consolidated target group. He only throws it to like 4 guys, and 2 of those, Chase and Higgins, are going to project very well this week. Joe Burrow and this Bengals stack, from a value perspective, from my calculations, is on DraftKings the greatest stack of the year in terms of stack score, from my calculations.
Wow.
To this point.
Yeah. And that makes sense. Like, sometimes we talk about running quarterbacks and how that gives you a high floor and it's very valuable in fantasy and especially in cash. But, you know, if a guy's not going to scramble, that means he's going to throw the football, right? And that means extra targets for a guy like T. Higgins or Jamar Chase, which helps your stack appeal, right? So no doubt about it. That makes a lot of sense. And by the way, the Raiders, pretty good defensively under the radar this year, but they did just give up 5 touchdowns last week to the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, we know they're going to keep running that cover 3. They're not going to adjust off it. If they were going to, they would have against the Chiefs. They had an easy opportunity to. I'm sure the Bengals probably watching that tape this week and learning a few things. So, really interesting stack choice for sure.
Like it. A couple other quarterbacks that we want to mention here. Lamar Jackson, $8,000 taking on Chicago. Josh Allen, $8,100 against the Colts. And Patrick Mahomes, $7,800 taking on Dallas. Some more expensive quarterbacks this week, but some guys that you plan on scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The model certainly likes a lot of the high-priced quarterbacks this season. We've seen that a lot. Of course, I break down the cheaper option here, but basically says Tua, obviously Burrow's a solid choice, and then it's all these expensive
and those
guys.
Other guys.
Yeah.
Mike, do you own or rent your home?
I sure do.
Sure you do. And but it can be hard work.
Always.
But you know what's easy?
What?
Bundling policies with Geico. Oh, okay, Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you've already got so much to do around the house. So, I was doing it by memory. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save.
I was going to applaud you because I was like, you're not reading this. You were just totally reading
it. It's at geico.com today. That's geico.com. Oh, it was so close.
That was pretty good. Yeah.
We've read it so many times, I thought I could just do it off the top of my head. It was somewhere natural. Sorry, Geico. But I do love you guys very much.
Well done.
Let's talk running back, where Christian McCaffrey is still not priced at $10,000, which means he's a play this week. Thank you, Al. That's all I wanted was just that little laugh from Al.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you needed to say, right?
We're just playing CMC, guys.
Right, yeah, just play CMC.
Yeah. I'm jamming him in there. He's just four full games a season, guys, he's played. He's the number one fantasy running back those weeks by 10 points, 23.3 per game. Unbelievable. Just if he plays, he just crushes it. He's a cheat code in fantasy. It's unbelievable. 13 carries and 10 targets last week. He only played 59% of the snaps. Still room for him to get up to 85-90% based on what we've seen from him earlier this year and in past years. Even if he doesn't, still had 13 carries and 10 targets last week. So it's been terrific. 23 plus fantasy points in 19 of his past 22 games. That floor is crazy. 27.8 fantasy points per game during that span. And then, you know, I looked at the matchup here, right? Up against Washington. Not that matchup seems to matter much for him, but third fewest yards allowed, but 12 touchdowns to that position. And when Washington has played good backs this season, they have allowed a lot of points to them. Patterson, Kamara, Darrell Williams, even Melvin Gordon, Zach Moss, Leonard Fournette, most of them guys you're usually starting in fantasy. All of them had 17 points against them. So not worried about the matchup. In fact, it might be a good matchup. And the volume is unbelievable. And also, it's CMC and he's not 10,000.
Let me ask a question. Knowing that the Washington football team lost Chase Young last week, was he, just from a defensive perspective, how much is that going to potentially impact their ability to stop the run and or what it is that CMC could do?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing, obviously, with an edge rusher like Young is pressure on the quarterback, right? So it's going to have more of an effect on the passing game. And usually the targets to CMC are pretty quick, right? They're, you know, screen plays, short dump offs, which, you know, I don't think Young's going to affect massively. It's more of the downfield stuff. So I don't think that moves the needle a ton for him, but you're still losing one of the best defensive players in the NFL. So obviously it hurts the defense overall.
Yeah, of course. All right, Al, let's talk about a running back that everybody is asking questions about this week in DFS. Do you play him or do you fade him? AJ Dillon, $6,200 taking on the Minnesota Vikings. Obviously, Aaron Jones is out this week and we saw Dillon look good last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unlike not all of the snaps either because Jones left that game late. And anytime Dillon was in, he was touching the football. He's a battering ram who you know is going to get the ball now on basically all of the inside the five carries. I'm not expecting like 90%+ of the snaps a running back touches from, but if he gets 70% of both of those things, he's going to absolutely smash in a high totaled, very competitive matchup. And he's been better in the passing game than we had originally thought that he would be, right? We just thought that he was going to be the big calf guy that was just going to be the inside the five carry battering ram around the goal line. But he's shown that he can catching all of his targets but two so far this season. So he steps into a high volume role in a high powered offense at 6,200. I think he's going to be about 35-40% in tournaments this week, which makes it kind of a binary call. If you're entering a single entry lineup in a tournament, you're saying I'm going to fade him and try and make it up somewhere else. And there's been enough value at running back to make that work. You could do that. And you're going to talk about some other players that are basically at this price point where if Dillon fails for whatever reason, you're going to basically lap 40% of the field who is going to be playing him. But if he has like a 25-35 point day, you're going to have to make that up somewhere else. So there is danger in fading him in cash games. I see no point. Never overthink. Do not galaxy brain. Cash games are not 4D chess. If you're playing a head-to-head, a 50-50, you are playing Christian McCaffrey, you are playing A.J. Dillon, and you are moving on.
I like it.
Well, that just made my eventual lineup a little awkward because I have one of those two guys. It was a close. I'll explain why when we get there.
I love it. A couple other running backs we want to talk about. Highest price to lowest price in this order. DeAndre Swift, $7,000 taking on Cleveland. Swift got 35 plus touches last week.
Unbelievable.
It was unreal.
Yeah, three guys have reached 30 carries in a game this season. Derrick Henry, DeAndre Swift.
Yep. Love it. A.J. Dillon, we just talked about. You got James Conner, $6,100 taking on Seattle. Miles Gaskin, $5,700 taking on the Jets. Michael Carter on the other side of that, $5,800 taking on Miami. And the last one is David Montgomery, $5,500 against Baltimore. I actually like that as an inexpensive play. He got a lot of the work last week. Khalil Herbert sort of didn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, and Dillon's 6,200, right? It's not like you're getting him at 45 here, right? I mean, right. So Montgomery's, you could save 700 there. I mean, Miles Gaskin, who I love, and his matchup. The only reason I didn't talk him up here, because McCaffrey was there, but also because I did Tua. But I mean, the Jets' run defense is unbelievably bad. If you can get Gaskin in a terrific value, James Conner still priced a less than Dillon. I mean, they're, again, you're not getting that. It's not like D'Ernest Johnson last week where he's like 4,500, right? You're paying up for Dillon. He's not a super, super cheap. So that's kind of my case why I disagree with Al to some extent that you don't have to do it. There are other guys in that price range that are fine. So, and he's definitely going to score three touchdowns.
Though. Here's, can I go over the cash game philosophy though?
Sure.
If you think 50% or more of the field is going to be on a player, and I do project in cash that AJ Dillon's going to be somewhere around 60 to 70%. He's that guy this week. So if he's going to be at that percentage, there is no downside to playing him in a 50-50. If he fails, 62% of the field had him. You can still cash. So there's kind of other things at work here. And if he's going to be 30% in cash, which I highly doubt, then you can make that decision. But I believe he's going to be over 50. And anytime somebody's over 50, you just play that guy and you figure it out. Beat them somewhere else.
All right. I mean, it's not unfair. I just, you know, I have him projected very similar to a lot of these other guys, and several of them are priced less. So I just don't think it's as much of a shoe-in as you do. I think he'll be fine. I think he'll be an RB1, but I think David Montgomery will be. I think Miles Gaskin will be used, and they're both cheaper. That's
why
all.
Do you think Montgomery's? No, I agree.
Why is it called a shoe-in, do you think? Like, why is it like an automatic victory? Like, what does a shoe-in mean as far as like, we're definitely going to get that? Like, where did that, you know, colloquialism come from?
I don't know.
No? Please, that's someone on Twitter, hit us up. Let us know where shoe-in came from.
Shoe-in. I don't know.
Well, you just said it, and I just realized I have no idea what the origin
you just
of that
say
is.
Without. Yeah. Thinking we like
just,
it is,
we just all know what it means.
What is that? You remember? Yeah, you know Lindsay Rhodes, right? She was so long. Yeah, she said. I saw her tweet something the other day. She said, "That's how the sausage is made," or something. And like everyone else was like, "What? I've never heard that before." I'm like, "What? I've heard that a bazillion
I've heard
times,
that a
right?
Million."
It's funny
times.
Expressions like that where we've heard a million times. Sometimes people just haven't heard them. It's weird crazy. that. But
you spend more time in the Midwest,
I guess. So.
Mike, let's talk about some wide receivers here. Tyreek Hill, $8,200, taking on the Dallas Cowboys, and what we assume is going to be the most high scoring game of the week. I have to assume.
Yeah, I would think so. Unless these defense, well, Kansas City's defense has been better as of late. They got burnt really bad by running quarterbacks early in the season.
No.
They've been a little better. Dallas's defense has been fine this year.
I just wanted to be fun. Can it just be a 45 to 50?
That'd be awesome.
Game?
That'd be awesome. You're stacking that one up, aren't you?
All of America is stacking this game.
Well, speaking of, you know, Al said earlier about getting into the weeds. See, his was more on a like tournament strategy. I'm going to get into the weeds on matchups here because this Tyreek Hill one is super interesting. So he's 8,200. Obviously, he's really expensive, but he's the number two scoring receiver this year. Five top 10 weeks. We know he's a high ceiling, pretty good floor as well. He's averaging a career high 28% target share this year. You know, as good as he's been, this is his high. 9 plus targets in 7 straight games. Awesome for cash. But here's where it gets interesting. So let's talk a little bit. I love this because now we're getting more than ever in terms of data on defensive coverage schemes, right? And I'm learning more every day about this. It's awesome. So Dallas has been in man one, an NFL high, just over 50% of the time, right? Man coverage, right? So you basically have one safety over the top, but everyone else is man to man, right? So it sets up guys that can get free and puts them in a good spot. That's the case for Tyreek Hill. He has 5 30-plus yard catches this season. 4 have been against man. 3 of those were against man one. Five of his 7 40-plus yard catches last season were against man. All were against man one. 7 of his 8 touchdowns this season against man. 11 of his 15 touchdowns last year against man.
Wow.
He's really good against man coverage, yeah. Guys. And no one runs man more than the Dallas Cowboys. He may see, when he's on the perimeter, he might see some Trevon Diggs. Diggs has had a lot of interceptions this season, but he's also had a lot of big plays, right?
Yeah.
So, as part of this coverage, Dallas allows the highest yards per catch in the NFL too. Another thing we know Tyreek does is make big plays. So 19 plus fantasy points to 7 different receivers. I fully expect it to be 8. Tyreek Hill, by all measures, unless Dallas makes a major adjustment, is set up for one of his huge games here.
Okay. Al, on the other side of that game, we're going to talk about Michael Gallup, who looked good in his return last week. The cheapest of the 3 Cowboys pass catchers this week, coming in at $4,200. $4,200. Yeah. Tell me what, I mean, other than the obvious low price, high scoring, potentially big upside, what else do you like about Gallup this week?
Aside from all the really good things.
Just the average stuff, right? Yeah.
How about Kansas City allows a league high 31.7 yards per deep completion, and they also allow 12.5% of their deep passes to be turned into touchdowns. Mike, I don't want to get too granular here, but like Sorensen has been the guy that every team has targeted this year for Kansas City, right?
No question about it. And I looked at that too. I have a sheet that shows like fantasy points allowed per coverage snap and, you know, per target, that kind of thing for defenders. And Sorensen just stands out like it's color coded and he just stands out like crazy. No doubt about it. He has struggled, but he doesn't always play full time now, right? They're kind of, they have,
Juan
Thornhill is playing over him, but he's out there sometimes. So he'll still be targeted.
Yeah. And look, they've just really been bad. It's the same thing that you were talking about on the Dallas side, but it's very similar on the Chiefs side. Gallup's best skill is his ability to get deep. Obviously, they rotate players from the left to the right and into the slot, and they have 2 other extremely capable all-pro caliber receivers in Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, but they are priced appropriately where when you have one game back and you're Michael Gallup. I think Gallup is cash game viable, but not necessarily going to end up in your optimals. Because if he gets you like 7 points at 4,200, it's not going to kill you, but it opens up a lot more and you have access to a player with very possibly a 25-point ceiling at 4K. So I think he's a perfect tournament play, allows you very accessible secondary stacks, whether you're going to utilize Tyreek Hill as that secondary, whoever the viable running back is for Kansas City, or Travis Kelce. Gallup just opens up an awful lot, and you get that flexibility from having the late game player. So if you're blocked, you can swap off of that stack to something that is going to be less populated. Or if you're ahead of everybody else, you can just kind of stand pat there and hopefully it does what you thought it would and hold everybody off behind you. So it puts you in a very powerful position in terms of late swappability.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game, right? You know, these teams are seeing the same things we are. You know, they're studying this data about deep plays. I wonder if they'll make some adjustments for this game. And again, it ends up 13-7 because that's been how this season has gone, unfortunately.
Seriously. Yeah. Yeah. All right, a couple more wide receivers that we like. Davante Adams, $8,400, taking on Minnesota. Feels like Davante Adams every week that Aaron Rodgers is available is a good play.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Waddle, $5,600, taking on the Jets. Brandon Cooks, $6,000 against Tennessee. I think this is going to be a Brandon Cooks week. I've got to tell
Hope
you.
Hope so.
Tennessee gives up a lot of points to opposing wide receivers. T. Higgins, $5,400 against the Raiders. Jamar Chase, $7,200 as well against the Raiders. Al was talking about the potential stackability there.
Yeah, there's your stacking guys. Yeah.
DJ Moore, $5,900 against Washington. I cannot believe that DJ Moore is under $6,000. That is how rough it has been lately for DJ Moore. But you buy the dip, and that's when you get the value. This is what it's all about.
I hope so. I mean, it's a very unique situation with Cam. Remember last year with New England where Jacoby Myers was getting 30% target shares and wasn't very good in fantasy because he would never score, you know? It was all short area stuff. I'm nervous about that with this Carolina passing game, but hopefully he throws 30% of the balls to DJ Moore, who's a better player than Myers and can take advantage. So we'll see.
Last one we have is Hunter Renfrow, $5,800 on the other side of that Bengals game for the Raiders. Like Hunter Renfrow this week as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, football and basketball season is back. And best of all, the safe return of live events means that you can actually be there to see all the action with Vivid Seats. From seats on the 50-yard line to a bird's eye view to parking passes, being there is all that matters. And get this, with Vivid Seats rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you got to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Events for every fan. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Boom.
All right. Speaking about experiencing it, this guy, man, I am pumped. I love Dan Arnold.
Yeah.
He is like the premier pass catcher in this Jacksonville offense.
He is, literally, and their number one pass catcher.
And from a DFS perspective as a tight end, when you're looking for value specifically at that position, he has been great these last couple weeks. Mike, this week, $4,100 taken on San Francisco, a little bit pricier than he has been the last few weeks, but is the value still there?
It is. He was an outstanding value to play last week at, I believe it was $3,500. Loved him. He paid off. And we're going to do it again. He's up to $4,100. Still jumps out to me as a value. I want to spend down on him because he's so cheap. And then I can use that money elsewhere, obviously. There's still the 10th price tight end. This guy is averaging 7.6 targets per game over his past five games. 10 plus fantasy points in four of those five. He's tight end five in fantasy points during those 5 weeks, despite not scoring a touchdown.
Yeah.
If he, I believe Al said that last week, like if he just finds the end zone, one time on top of this volume, he's going to crush it. Only Travis Kelce has more targets those weeks.
Travis Kelce is $7,100 this week. What did you say?
41.
He's 41.
41. Yeah. Interesting. And the 49ers, by the way, the matchup this week, better than average against tight ends, but the schedule's been very easy. They've actually allowed the ninth most touchdowns to the position. The toughest tight end they faced has been TJ Hockenson. He had 8 for 97 and a touchdown in that game. So not worried about the opponent here at this price point. Arnold just too good to pass on, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially for cash games. He's just been absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. The target share is unreal.
Yep.
Al, on the other side of that Bengals game, when you talk about stacking, I could see someone like Darren Waller potentially being on the other side of that game. Do you like Darren this week?
Yeah, I mean, you just nailed it, right? So if you're looking for a primary stack, you need to find somebody to come back with on the other side. There's a few options, obviously, like we have Edwards is cheap and you have other players at wide receiver like Renfro, but like Darren Waller at 6,100 going up against Cincinnati's defense that allows the seventh highest completion percentage between the hash marks. That's exactly where Darren Waller runs most of his routes and usually under a 10 yard A dot. So very easily convertible targets to catches and has at least seven targets in seven of the eight games this season. So a really high floor, and if they can find him and he can wander himself into the painted area, all of a sudden we have a chance to pay off this salary for a player that, like, I think tight end's going to be very evenly spaced out this week on percentages and tournaments. And south of Dan Arnold, other than like Komet the non-copyright frog, there's really nowhere to go. So a lot of people are going to be paying up, and it's going to be spread around all these players. But I think Waller is going to be one of the lower played high dollar tight ends of that group, because most people are paying $4,100 and more for tight end this week.
I could see if I was just going to pay $6,100 for Darren Waller, be like, hey, why not pay $7,100 for Travis Kelce and just find a way to make that work? I could see Darren Waller, but like legitimately being lesser rostered because of that. So
yeah,
exactly.
A couple other guys that we like here, Travis Kelce that we just talked about him, $7,100, still a great value taking on Dallas. Dallas Goedert, $4,400 taking on New Orleans. And then Al had Darren Waller, $6,100 in cash games.
Yeah, Goddard, questionable with the concussion. So keep an eye on that leading to the game. But if he goes, $4,400, I mean, that's only $300 more than Arnold. That's terrific, terrific value for a guy who's been tight end one since Hurts has left. So
Got to
monitor.
All right. Beard versus the Brain is brought to you by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and car insurance. Go to geico.com today. All right. For our week 11 lineups, Mike, we are tied 5-5.
Let's go. We got to get some separation here. My lineup does not have AJ Dillon. So sorry, Al, but here's why.
Did you troll us on maybe my line is going to get weird, and then it didn't get weird because you didn't even have that play? Is that what that was?
What? No, I said before that I did not have Dylan.
Got it. Al was like, you always put him in cash game lineups.
Right. He's like, he said use McCaffrey and Dylan and then go from there. Well, I didn't do that. So I thought about it. He's close. As you heard before, he's on my value list, but I have Tua at quarterback. I have Christian McCaffrey, David Montgomery, and James Conner filling out my running back and flex spots. Again, I just think there's terrific values. I mean, $6,100 for Conner. Wait to what he's done. I mean, Kyler Murray might be back. I like that a lot. So CMC, Montgomery, Conner. And then at receiver, I have Tyreek Hill, of course. Talked about him. T. Higgins, Michael Gallup, both on value lists. Obviously, Al talked up Gallup. I like him as well. Dan Arnold, the tight end. And I'm punting defense with your Detroit Lions.
Excuse me?
That's a little risky.
What do you mean you're punting defense? You looked right at me and you were like, and I'm punting defense.
I am. I didn't want to do it. I don't feel great. I like Washington
you
if I could spend a little
feel
more.
Great.
I don't at all. But
ever.
I needed that money. I needed it.
Playing that Lions defense.
Needed that cash money. So anyway, but again, spending up on CMC and Hill. You know, it's I can't just force my way on all the running backs like to pay up for AJ Dillon, but I still like Montgomery and Connor a lot. I was disappointed not to get Gaskin in there, but yeah. I have Tua too, so I'm not that doesn't bother me too much since I have some involvement in that game, of course.
That's fair. My lineup what this week is I got a double stack. Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Michael Gallup. So I'm going high-priced and low-priced there, bringing it back with Travis Kelce at the tight end position because you just play him because he's good.
Yes.
My running backs are something to envy here.
All right.
I'm playing Michael Carter and Myles Gaskin. Two pass-catching running backs, super low price from the same game. I'm going a little bit, living a little bit dangerously because of that. My wide receivers, my other wide receivers are T. Higgins, $5,400 because...
I like it, yep.
Why not? Sooner or later, he's going to have that game, man.
Yes.
So
yes. He really is. He's been so close.
And, so close. Yeah. And $5,400 is a great price point for him. And then Rashad Bateman, $4,500. Taking on Chicago. I like him as a cheaper option this week, still getting a bunch of targets. Mm-hmm. And then I've got the Chicago Bears defense at $2,500 because I didn't want to take Chicago, but you took an NFC North defense, so I thought I'd take an NFC North defense, and then we'll just see which one is better.
All right. Yeah. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting that a lot of us have Higgins and we're invested in Burrow and that Bengals passing game. And you know, the Raiders have been pretty good on the perimeter, kind of shutting down perimeter receivers, and that's Jamar Chase and that's T. Higgins. So, again, they struggled last week against the Chiefs. We'll see which defense we get this week. Bengals are traveling to Las Vegas. So, I'm a little worried that maybe it's a trap, but in tournament setting, then, you know, go for it.
It's a trap. Al! Sorry, that was a Star Wars reference. Did you know that was from Star Wars?
I did. I actually did. Okay, I know your references.
He only gets your references.
I know your references. Al could reference literally anything, and I would have no idea what he's talking about.
Nope, don't know what it is. Nope.
No idea.
Al, give us your tournament lineup for this week.
Well, my Admiral Akbar lineup here for this week, I'm flying right into this trap, even if the shields are still up. I got Joe Burrow double-stacked with Higgins and Jamar Chase. I'm bringing it back with Bryan Edwards at 4,100. My running backs are both one-offs, A.J. Dillon and James Conner, both good value plays. And I've got Travis Kelce at the tight end spot, Michael Gallup at flex, and the optimal defense here, I do have 200 left, will be to go with like Cleveland, but I think that they're going to be really heavily trafficked, and defense is so highly variant that in tournaments, I never want to be on the defense that everyone else is on because defensive touchdowns are impossible to predict, and like there's not that much difference in the projectability. One is the optimal defense with projected 8 points. The other one's got six, but they both have 20-point upside. I'm going with Philadelphia's defense at a much lower percentage at 2,900.
Yep, no doubt. You'll see that in my projections. If you look at our value sheets, the highest defense and the lowest defense are always very close, which is
like
then you're going to see
4 points from the top and the last
100%. And you're going to see the best values usually at the bottom, right? Like you said, you could go down to the cheaper ones. There's a time and a place to pay up, right? Depends on the framework of your lineup as well. But no doubt, that's why I usually spend low on defense because there's just so much variance there.
Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, it's probably why you're going to lose this week because you took the Lions, but no big deal.
Yeah, I'm going to take a nay.
As a Lions fan, I just feel like I've already got this one wrapped up.
I'm going to have 201 for my other lineup and -4 from Detroit and lose somehow. Like
it's going to be amazing. Welcome to my life. It's not fun. Yeah.
Live that every week, yes.
It's not that exciting. All right, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's been a ton of fun. Again, follow me on Twitter, at Daniel Dopp, at Mike Clay NFL, at Al Zeidenfeld. We would love it if you guys would interact with us on there. Thank you for hanging out with us. It's been a ton of fun. Don't forget to love each other. Good luck here in week 11. We'll see you guys next week.
It's no secret, not a mystery. The one that we depend on for all our podcast needs. Graduate, Full Sail, you a Lions fan through and through. With the hippest beard, I'm telling you, he's Daniel Dopp.
Who's that squirrel?
He's Daniel Dopp.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.